Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this testimony that you've given us in your word, Father God, about what is required, Lord, to partake of the God quality of life. And so we thank you that we have this, Father God, to know that the sins of the old through the fall has been dealt with, and we can now come home and we can have the God quality of life in fellowship with you. So we thank you. We thank you for this truth preserved, Lord. We thank you that each and every one of our hearts has taken hold of the reality that if we needed the law, if we needed circumcision, then it was unnecessary for Jesus to come and live the life here and then die ultimately for all our sins and now rule. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit available now, that our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And this is eternal life, that we know the Father and know the Son. So thank you. Thank you for this beauty of restoring us, washing us, and now blessing us as we stay in tune, develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can just read there further in Galatians, and we can see there, you know, how they went and they spoke, but it was, the words came out there clear. You know, they didn't yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for us. And the whole conclusion, the whole situation actually, in Acts chapter 15, where we can see, you know, these are issues that have been dealt with. And it's all about just staying in tune now with our God. So that's it, guys. You've been called out of darkness through the beautiful love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came for us, who died for us, who now lives for us. And so we can be in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that brings us righteousness, peace, and joy. And that's kingdom realities. So just stay in the boundaries of the freedom, the goodness that has come freely. Amen. That's the grace of God. Grace of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has made all things available that we can every day hear, every day be encouraged, and every day be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.